People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Writer's block? Release with Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
At KPMG, we make the difference. It's not just something we say. It's what we do. Our professionals believe in the value of collaboration and the power of technology. We work closely with clients to uncover insights that illuminate opportunity, develop bold solutions that innovate industries, and create better outcomes driven by data. Brighter insights. Bolder solutions. Better outcomes. It's how our people make the difference, driving growth and value for our clients. KPMG. Make the difference.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Thursday, March 9th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. State of the Channel Survey 2023. Channel pros remain optimistic despite revenue growth slowdown and managed services transition struggles. And ransomware as national security threat allows military involvement. Axios reports and Politico highlights cyber expertise of incoming representatives. This is the Business of Tech. Channel Pro has released its State of the Channel Survey 2023, quoting the analysis. Revenue and profit growth slowed somewhat in 2022, but Channel Pros are still doing well overall. Last year, 38% of channel firms witnessed a rise in revenues, down slightly from the 40% who saw revenue growth in 2021, while 45% saw little change and only 18% witnessed a decline in revenues. Not surprisingly, profits tracked at nearly equal levels. 37% grew their bottom lines, down slightly from 42% the previous year. It's a trend that will likely continue. Altogether, 87% of respondents believe that revenues will remain stable or improve over the course of 2023. Just over half, at 52%, expect the number of employees to remain the same, again, up by about 8% from the previous year, while an impressive 43% are predicting a need to hire additional staff. Only 5% say that their employee count will drop. And this section? A 2022 report from Precedence Research found that the global managed services market is growing by about 12.6% annually, and it will reach $757 billion by 2030. Yet, many channel pros are struggling to make this transition. Last year's survey found that 24% of respondents earned less than 10% of their annual revenues through managed services. That number jumped to 43% in this year's results. and only 11% earn 75% or more of their top line through monthly recurring revenue, down slightly from 16% last year. What's more, just 34% see their revenues increasing through managed services in the year ahead, while a resounding 61% expect it to remain the same. And this passage. While only 9% currently earn 75% or more of their revenues through various cloud computing products and services, 39% fall into the range of 25 to 74% of their revenues deriving from managed cloud services. More telling is the fact that 40% see their share of cloud revenue growing in 2023. Why do we care? I've become less enamored of pure play managed services offerings over time. It's not because I don't like recurring revenue. I do. I'm less enthused by the services bundle included in traditional managed services. The core set is increasingly commoditized and, more importantly, less critical to operations. I'm not sure this data aligns with that shift, although it would be a precursor to that occurring. The cloud shift is happening. We're well into it. The two are related. There's more consulting around cloud revenue. I'm inclined to think we're in the messy transition portion, so the data doesn't line up as quickly as one might hope. With the new National Cybersecurity Strategy out in the wild, I wanted to highlight some coverage in Axios focused on the declaration of ransomware as a national security threat. This opens up the avenues of more military involvement in the fight. Quoting the piece, "Many of the military and intelligence community's most powerful cyber tools have been reserved for operations involving state-backed hackers like the Russian GRU or Chinese cyber spies. Now, that should change to also include ransomware gangs," experts told Axios. Quote, "They will use capabilities that have been previously reserved by law and by policy only to national security operations," said Tom Bossert, president of Trinity Cyber and former U.S. Homeland Security advisor during the Trump administration. Quote, "They could now use our capabilities against a ransomware group in the same way they might use our capabilities against the Russian military." The other angle to this, listeners should be aware of Politico's analysis of the incoming first-year class of representatives. There's cyber expertise here. Examples include Representative Laura Lee from Florida, focused there as the Florida Secretary of State, and Representative Chris DeLuzio, the former policy director at the University of Pittsburgh, Pitt Cyber. Why do we care? One of the quips that can easily be heard is that those in government don't understand technology. While I won't say we're near enough, it's increasingly untrue. Lawmakers serving on committees focused on areas of cyber are increasingly from that space with expertise. With the threat of cyber being present long enough, it's come up in their work prior. And now the federal government has more tools to consider. I'm expecting to see less ransomware because of the focus and criminals' desire to find other ways to achieve their revenue goals. Does coordinating meetings and help desk calls frustrate you and your clients? Wouldn't it be easier if you could automate this process and it integrated with ConnectWise Manage or with Autotask? TimeZest is scheduling automation that gives you control of your schedule and removes the frustration of calendar ping pong. As the only solution specifically designed for MSPs, it integrates with your PSA to schedule appointments right in your workflow. And the best part? You can try it for free. Visit timezest.com/MSP Radio and mention MSP Radio for 10% off your first year of TimeZest. Thanks for listening. Today, National Dishwasher Appreciation Day. Yeah, that's an appliance I can get behind. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.